This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, Johnny G, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one cuckboy. Okay, it's 2017. I'm joined in the High and Mighty studios, as always, by my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris, who actually is not currently in here, just reflexive at this point. Also joining me are some guests, some friends. We are in the High and Mighty studio getting high and both mighty. Joining me is Max Silvestri, who some of you guys might remember from the sandwich episode.
Oh, wow. We talked a lot of good sandwich stuff. How's it going, Gabriel?
It's going well, Max. And then also here is, and with him is, also here is Noah Garfinkel. Noah, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're among one another, each other's.
You took a lot of stabs at explaining in what way I was related to the present moment.
Right. I was like, I thought I had. Well, also, I realized I'm like returning guest. I should have said whatever.
It was like a WJ arbitration. It was just like, okay, or is there an ampersand or an end?
Yeah, if it's a comma, you guys shared story by on this podcast. I almost said, and also from Hideas, which makes no sense.
No one knows, but it will eventually
they
make
will
sense.
Enough.
If you worked in development at Viacom 9 years ago, there's a good chance you're familiar with that.
So we're going to be talking about Hideas, and either it's going to be actual Hideas of ours, or it's going to be just talking about a show we worked on for a month 9 years ago, where we all met. Well, you guys knew each other already, but where I met you guys. And we spent the better part of a month chatting and smoking weed and shooting super hot. I remember it was just the hottest fucking
so hot.
And they're like, there was no makeup budget or drying your face budget. So we're just going to leave that.
There is like, I think when they watched the tape, they were, all right, hold on, we'll get into that later.
Actually, but just once related to that, I remember there was one where we were shooting in some loft and there was no AC and we were so hot that we had to like all wipe down after a take, but we all rubbed our faces so hard. The director was like, you're all bright red now because you just like sandpaper just were like, okay, we're dry.
There's no way they didn't watch those videos and go like, hey, look, we thought these guys were really funny, but they are not camera friendly. It's like when Noah broke his glasses and wore contacts or whatever, or you broke your contacts.
No, I didn't. I ran out of contacts and I wore glasses and they're like, what the fuck? Those are dumb glasses. You look stupid in those glasses.
Like, can we send someone to buy him new glasses? Like, you're at that level of poor where you're just so excited to be working. We're getting like $3,000 each for like 8 weeks work. And we're like, they're like, I'm red and sweaty in every sequence. Noah's got Milhouse eyes and they're so stressed about it.
It really looked like we were all about to die of a heroin overdose like a month later. This is the last footage of the three of them alive before they locked themselves in their apartment and never came out.
Yeah, it is like it would be like in a concert documentary about like this is the night of the overdose.
But all was not well with John, Noah, and Max.
I think a thing we need to talk about later is the cat that was in that loft who was so fat that he could no longer clean his own back. So the cat had a linty back.
Fuck it. Let's just get into it. Let's just get into it. So we worked on a show for a production company and for that was going to be a Comedy Central pilot.
Yeah.
Based off of a website called Hideas, which is a show that would sell now on its name alone.
In a second, yeah. And the website was kind of like a Reddit. Like people could it was basically a forum where people posted Hideas they had.
Yeah, it was like, crazy that Hideas had any proprietary ownership over the idea of Hideas.
A conflation between the word high and idea. It's an idea
when
you have
a portmanteau, if you will.
There you go. And a French briefcase.
And the worst part is that the fucking website was literally just a forum, like a refresh, here's a new idea.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like 16-year-olds be like, what about a pill where your mom can't see that your eyes are red when you get so baked? Like, they were really not even a high level. It wasn't like there were writers writing funny ideas.
The way you just explained that idea, it sounds like it's a pill for your mom so your mom can't see.
Like, so she
did. It's a pill that knocks out your mom's eyesight, so she...
A pill that kills your mom so she can't see your eyes are red when you smoke pot. You're like, there's so many other
almost
things that'll happen
any pill in quantity can do that.
I gave my mom 100 caplets of B12 to try to take her out.
What I mean, she bigger containers of pills. That's my idea. It's a pill thing.
You know, for your eyes.
Tickle your mom.
Containers of pills for your mom, for your eyes.
Because you guys are hot.
So we thought the show was going to be Mythbusters, but for stoners or stoner
and by idiots, because we would solve problems, but not necessarily like actually find the answer. We'd like, it was like a mixture of questions.
Wait, we did find the answer for, we had a dinosaur expert tell us how the T-Rex slept.
He worked at the gift shop at the museum.
Is that what his deal was?
Of natural history.
I forgot about that segment. Did just you do that segment?
Yeah. He was presented as like dinosaur expert, and then they're like, oh, he's actually like a part-time cartoonist and works at a gift shop. And I still have a piece of his art hanging in my house.
Wait, is that, didn't he drew you a picture of a dinosaur farting?
Farting, yeah. Like, it was a gift and to the show, but then they let me keep it because I'd done this segment where I pitched that dinosaurs would fart a lot because they slept standing up. I don't even remember what we were trying to figure
out. I don't remember that. This is part of the fun of that job. It was that, like, they thought they got, like, three young comics that were going to write a show.
Yes.
But they didn't, like, we got the job because we were funny and liked weed.
Yes.
No drive whatsoever. No.
They didn't have producers or writers to be like, okay, guys, you have to.
Yeah. It was like we were so on our own. And this whole episode isn't going to be us talking about this one job, but it was, the memories are so specific when they said, like, all right, so Monday, we need you guys to have like a fully real, like
a
script.
A script. And we like wrote it in Microsoft Word.
We didn't get together to work on it till Sunday night in Google Docs.
Yep.
And that was.
Oh, yeah,
the
then we just got super stoned and ordered a bunch of pizza.
We just got super high. And it made no fucking sense when we looked at it the next day. And we were like presenting. We left going like, we went over it so much on Sunday night.
Wait, and
then when we were reading it to them on Monday, I was like, oh my god. This, I don't remember.
Because the thing we thought was funniest was each of our other's buttholes is the thing that we thought it was.
That chuthers is a word that is in the English language.
Like each
of our chuthers buttholes.
Putting our fingers up of each, up each other's, up no, each of each other. No.
Each of our chuthers buttholes.
Each of our chuthers.
Putting thumbs up each of
our chuthers buttholes. And I feel like we turned in the document and it was like chuthers.pdf. And we're like, huh? This is a show, right? And they're like,
well, we went away with like ideas that they like had approved that they knew we were right. Chuthers was not one of them.
Also, we had like no memory of this. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just saying like, I don't remember it at all. It's like a fuck. It was like we were shooting a spec in Practical Jokers, like where we had to do a pitch meeting where we had never read this document before.
2 weeks later, right the day we're about to film, this like exhausted PA is like, I found it. And I was like, what? And she put down a giant, like 3 feet tall margarita glass on the table. I was like, what is that? And she was like, I had to go to the Upper West Side. There's a thing in your script that was just like a line we wrote to pass, like that just said, Noah takes a sip out of a comically large margarita glass. And I was like, oh, we're not doing that. That was a weird thing we wrote. And she had been like, spent half her day finding the largest margarita glass in Manhattan.
In hindsight, it was crazy that we were in as much in charge as we were.
Yeah.
But then also, now that you know a little bit more about development, you're pretty amazed to be like, they got $150,000 from Comedy Central, gave us $30,000.
Yeah.
Like, go do whatever.
I do not think they gave us $30,000.
They gave us. I promise that's not how much money
we
got. Yeah.
I think I got $3,500.
Like, I think it was $3,500. Yeah, I mean, $30,000 with shooting and everything.
Oh,
and then
they
just took $100,000 and just put it in the pocket of the company.
At the time, it felt like a lot of money.
At the time, I was like, this is my fucking dream job.
Oh, yeah.
I was sometimes walking home across the Williamsburg Bridge because I was so poor at the time that I didn't always like buying a new subway car.
Like, get yourself another day or two by just walking an hour and a half.
Yeah, I can.
You're like, oh, I'm going to walk over today, and then I have 4 days where nothing's going on, so I won't even leave my apartment.
Oh,
I'll save. That would be, like, the weirdest thing about being broke in New York would be, like, my only option at this point is to eat the same thing for 5 straight days and not see anyone I know.
Just making turkey sandwiches.
Rice and beans from fucking Bonita on South 2nd in Bedford.
Place was great, though. It was a great rice.
Really good.
Wait, also, Max, do you... I I'm directing this towards you because sure. you were the best at singing it. We wrote lyrics to the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly song.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like
yeah, that. Please, not... please don't shoot my face. I like you were the lyrics we wrote.
I have no memory of that whatsoever. Please don't, because they didn't air that, or like that wasn't even in the edit,
no.
was it?
No. No. It was only in a pitch. Because we also had like movies backwards.
Oh, please don't shoot.
No, I was please like... don't shoot my face. I like you.
This is a
please don't shoot my face. I like you.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we were reading that back to them the next day. They was like, yeah, we did this for money.
Yeah. Well, I didn't remember that until you just, I remember going like, all right, Max, you have to do this one. We had like each one that we were going to do and I couldn't sing whatsoever. It was fucking insane.
Oh, right. Because I feel like on the website, there was one they really liked that was like about movies and they're like, we should do more.
Yeah. Because it was like, if you watch Jaws backwards, it's about a shark that throws people up until they leave a beach.
Until a beach is popular
or
something?
Yeah, something like that.
Which was a funny one. They're like, do other ones like that that are movies backwards. And I was like, okay, it doesn't always work.
Okay. Hey, are we able to retain the rights to Hydea? Should we not be talking? Should we just send this to CISO?
First of all...
CISO, I assume you're listening. Please.
If you're in development at CISO, let us make ideas, please.
I don't think anyone involved with the making of the original thing would recognize it if we just aired the pilot that we shot.
I don't think they would recognize any of us.
Oh, man.
So I thought maybe this episode we could talk about actual ideas that we've had. Since now we've all grown up in both our weed smoking and our... inventions.
We're better inventors now. We all do a little inventing on the side.
So, or maybe we could start with some of the highlights from that episode, because we had the burrito tape, which I think is like one of the smartest inventions.
One of our ideas we talked about in the show was this, why don't they make like tape for burritos? Edible tape. So you can keep things like, your wraps and your burritos closed. And we went to this guy who then kind of became famous, Dave Arnold.
Yeah.
He opened this bar called Booker and Dax in New York many years later. That's great. That's now closed. So what a helpful thing for no one. But he, like, what did he
keep
have us
do? Keep
your
food cred, though.
Also, Booker and Dax is the most, like, TNT cop show name for a restaurant I've ever heard.
Yeah, Booker and Dax, I think, is the name of the Harlem Heat wrestling duo.
Booker T. Washington, the wrestler,
and Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard, yeah, a production company together. They're hopefully gonna work on this with
us. It was supposed to be him and Chips, but they went with Payne.
I was told Booker and Dax would be in the meeting, but it was just their assistants. It was sort of a bummer. So what did Dave Arnold take us through? Like
the thing, we made edible tape from like Chipotle flavored like gummy
gum. Xanthan gum or something. Created a gelatin or something that worked. But then he also is like, one other thing you could do,
which was the best part, was
wrap a burrito in chicken skin and then deep fry it.
Yeah, and he's like, you make it indestructible. You like put it in a shell. And we ate a burrito that had been wrapped in chicken skin and deep fried. We were like, can you make burrito tape? And this dude was like, yeah. Also, I'll bring you like a few other ideas.
That might be better tasting than just like weird glue you have to keep around.
He was a like food scientist that like was really, I was like, this is like, I was like, oh shit, that's what I thought we were going to get to make a show. Because I was like, oh, there's like, this is the application. I mean,
He should be the host of this show.
Yeah.
Right. Who the fuck are we? Yeah.
We fire ourselves. Also, I remember when we were eating that, everyone on the crew was just like, wow, you guys are really eating that
thing?
And
we were like, yeah, we were all pumped.
Yeah, and then like, that would not be weird now in 2017 if Wendy's was like a chicken skin fried burrito.
Right, you'd be like,
I gotta try it at least twice.
Right, because the three of us were like culinary pioneers.
Yeah, what I'm saying is...
Wait, one of the things we pitched for that show was a Dorito shell...
Taco.
Oh,
taco.
That's... okay.
That is actually a great injustice of this.
How did we not lead with this?
The number one selling item of
something. Well, I don't think we're the only ones who have ever had that idea.
Right.
But we certainly,
if we'd filmed it and put it on the air, it never would have aired. But if we had tape of it, you know.
That would be awesome to flash. Oh, it would be awesome to find now and put up.
Wait, here's what still does exist. I still have the YouTube video of the bus one.
Oh, because it was animated.
Yeah.
And we did not know how a bus driver closes the door after he gets off. Was like an idea we had. Who closes the door for the bus driver? And our job was to each come up with like an insane scenario.
And they animated. It was actually really. That was the coolest part. I think that was the best part of the show. Was it your idea that he has a string that like attaches to?
And yeah. It's pre-soaked with kerosene,
so he can light the
rope that's tied to his
so
waist.
So there's no rope.
Yeah,
that was Max's idea.
That was my.
I remember about my idea is that I referred to sleeping as a night nap, and you were like, "You mean sleeping?" And I was like, "Yeah."
And then we got a New York City bus driver to answer the question. He's like, you get off and there's a button right here that says like door close. We're like,
okay, all bye. Right,
bye. It was a fucking 5-minute segment.
We already gave the animators money.
And we didn't know about like that made it a funny ending, but we didn't know. We thought for sure there was going to be a cool answer.
Yeah. We're like, oh yeah, I guess that's why no one really answers that. Also, was Google less a thing? Why didn't people just know the answer?
I don't know.
Well, I guess
Google was not. I mean, Google was probably less of a thing, but it was probably a thing. We were using Google Docs, so I'm assuming Google has a search engine.
They were around. Did you dress up in a dinosaur costume?
Oh, you did. Yes. And I interviewed children.
Yes, you dressed up as a dinosaur.
And played with dogs.
Wait,
really? Yeah. Yeah, you did. Wait, no, that absolutely.
But Noah played with children. Why would either of those answer? Noah's was definitely like, we were like, how did dinosaurs sleep? Like, did they lay down? What did they do with their...
Right. Because how would they get back up? How would a T-Rex get up off the ground if they went to sleep?
Yeah. And so Noah interviewed kids.
Despite not being good with kids, like I've never had an interaction with a child.
Oh, and then
in my
we
life.
and since,
ever since,
one time a kid looked me in the eye walking down the street on Silver Lake. He aged 50 years.
I actually did have to walk one of my friends' children to pee in my house. Like I met my friend at a coffee shop. His kid had to pee, and I didn't know what
but
to
the
do.
Father didn't come with.
He had to go pay the meter. The parking meter.
They're like, all right, let's take off. Don't, I mean, take off your pants.
It was, I was just
Is
walking.
Is that what
with
made
him.
It awkward? The bathroom part?
No, it was just the walk to my house takes like 2 minutes, and it's like, what? I don't know what conversation to have. I don't know based on looking at a child what they're capable of with their minds.
Right.
Like, can I be like, did you watch the game? Or am I like, hey, Ghostbusters? I don't know what you say to
you
kids.
Mean the BET
chicks?
Yeah.
You the mean female
the BET,
one?
The BET series, the game, right? That's what you mean. Yeah. Now in its seventh season.
Have you watched the game? I can't tell by looking at a child if they watch.
If he's seen the Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas gets this weird birthday present from Sean Penn. And
it's like a good, when it's on, you watch it, right?
Yeah. And then,
by the way, are you
my ex-girlfriend's dad gives him an interview.
I remember what I said to the kid was, I have two bathrooms and you can use whichever one you want. It's going to be dope.
As a kid would be like, all right, walk me through. Same size toilets or, you know.
One bathroom is smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, having two bathrooms is a fucking dream.
Two bathrooms?
Yeah. Oh, we talk about it. I have one and a half and it saved our marriage. It saved our marriage. Mm-hmm. We talked about it on the episode. Tiff was on a recent episode, and we literally talked about how that moving here was like saved our lives.
How long have you been two bathrooms?
5 years.
That's
I
great.
Can never go back.
Oh my God.
We
no.
Like on vacation, it sucks
it's
to shit. I'm like, I have to shit. Get out of the fucking shower.
I gotta go down to the gym. It's on the lower level. But you're not in your workout clothes. I'll be back.
But, well, minutes. This is kind of a idea that I'll just throw in here. You don't need a squatty potty because you already have one, and it's your trash can if you put it on its side.
Oh, yeah, and you just have, like, cummy tissues spilling out.
You don't flush them? Are you a lunatic?
No, I save them. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying garbage can. I thought you meant the cummy tissue can.
Cummy tissue thing.
Why did you throw cummy tissues into a can next to a toilet? You compost it?
I compost it, yeah. Thanks for...
Yeah,
I told you, you know, we're trying to have a kid, so you got to save all the cum, I think.
Like, the smell will always keep you horny.
You give it to your kid when they turn 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's all the cum that didn't make you.
These are your wads of brothers and sisters that could have been. Oh man, this is the crunchy bin of.
You're not special. Here's a jar of what could any of this could have been you.
That's a great idea. Save money on a squatty potty.
Yeah,
but I also like. I don't want to be. I mean. I feel like that's a great hotel hack.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's a hotel.
And I have, and I've definitely done the, like, you know, when they have the tiny round ones in the hotel where I'm like pirouetting my feet to the center, you know, touching my toes. Like, so my knees are wide, but then my legs are coming back down.
The squatty potty is amazing. Something I actually don't need too much, but it puts you in the most unflattering position.
Oh, God. Possibly be it. If you have a bathroom that the toilet opens to the door, it's bad.
Mine is that. And I'm like, shut the door! Like, because I am being held onto the toilet solely by the strength of the tensile strength of my dick tucked into the front. If it slips out, I'm shooting off the whole fucking unit right out into the hallway. If you open up, I'm like fucking Buffalo Billed into the toilet, spread eagle like a fucking gargoyle.
Also, it puts you in the exact position that you were in as a kid when you were like sad and sitting on a curb. Like, you're in the same position you're in if your mom forgets to pick you up.
Yes.
You're in the same position you're in if you have already shit your pants. And you're like, I guess I gotta go sit on the curb.
I actually pick up a kettlebell with my feet, only like a 15-pound one. So I don't need a squatty potty. I just sit on the toilet and then just lift it. And it makes with my feet, the arches of my feet, and it just kind of, I sink in. It's like a...
That's funny you mentioned the hotel garbage can as a squatty potty, because I use the hotel garbage can as a toilet workstation.
Okay, yeah, right.
A standing desk, a shitting desk. We all need a shitting desk.
Wait, here's another...
Tiffany one time was like, hey, babe, where's your laptop? I'm like, it's in here. She's like, what? I'm like sitting on the toilet. She's like, been in here for like 40 minutes.
But that's why you've been in there for 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. You got a lot of work done.
I also, a thing that's... I've been fortunate enough to live in two apartments in a row now where the the door is directly to the left of the toilet and opens into so I can open the door ajar and rest my forehead against
and watch TV.
No, just like like in the morning when you're hungover, like in you're just on the toilet.
You want to rest your head against
the door.
You just
want to rest your head against the
We have a series of photos from my bachelor party in Munich. My brothers, we rented rooms in a hostel, but separate rooms, but a bunch of very tiny ones. And the bathroom wall was so close to the toilet that, like, if you sat on it, your knees touched. But we hated it on the first day. And on the second day, we put a towel folding over the towel rack and just used it as a pillow. And it's like all of us took turns just falling asleep on the shitter, just like head on a wall. Like,
oh, man, that's so funny.
I loved having my old apartment in Brooklyn. We had one bathroom, but the toilet faced the television.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
When I would be working from home, I would just be like shitting with the door open, smoking
great.
A bowl on the toilit, like resting it on the side of the bathtub.
That's
all. My wife
so
is
luxurious.
Off at work, and
that's
I'm making
incredible.
$0.
No, hon, it's part of my process.
I like being able to reach the door, too, because sometimes you want to fucking, if you're alone or you think you have a couple minutes of privacy, you want to do like that power pump,
shoot
the fresh air in and get some of the smell out. Like swinging the door open and close like this is like the fucking.
Oh, I get it. I'm the other way. I slam the door, I close the vents. I'm just like, this is a lock-in. Yeah.
I
wanted to leave a stain on my clothes. That's how thick I want this smell.
I want to open the door and see it come out like
exactly.
a fucking Snoop Dogg music video.
You have to get a machete and cut through it. It's like mosquitoes in the jungle. Just
you want it to look like when fresh water mixes with seawater and you can see the dividing line between the two fluids. Of the
That's
shit.
The air and the shit particles? Yeah. Is that what you're... Okay, I just wanted to get what you were pitching.
Yeah, I was pitching the air and the shit particles.
Air and the shit particles, you can see where they combine.
Yeah, you want it to be like a cross-section of sedimentary rock.
Right.
Like you'd see in a school book. It's like, oh, okay, here's the troposphere and then the poopisphere.
Like when characters in a horror movie walk in like an abandoned hot, like abandoned gymnasium and there's like a shaft of sunlight just like showing all the dust lit up. It's like thick with ash.
In New York.
9/11 was 2 hours ago. These are my. What? I'm breathing
what
in my.
What an insane horror movie! If the whole time they're like, it's apparently an old crazy man. They're like, guys, terrorists crashed a plane into the towers hours ago. This is not the time to be doing this. Oh.
I feel like this is distracting from what we should be.
Guys, we should maybe get. We're so close to downtown. Maybe there's something we could do. It's like, apparently, if we spend the night in here, we get $5,000.
So that's. I can't even pitch on that.
Yeah, I know. We have to stop. I remember also from that show, the big opening scene was I was stoned with my wife, and she said, how come dogs don't have butt cheeks? And then I brought that up to you guys, and you were like, yeah, dogs don't have a lot of things. Like, dogs don't have thumbs. And I was like, what if we, and we came up with, what if dogs had thumbs? And what we tried to, I do remember trying to get dogs to wear fake thumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was there something about operating a watch or something? Yeah. I feel like it was dogs being able, could have watches. Yeah, no, I remember, they had watches. And I was like, you wear your watch on your left hand? I feel like there was something.
No, I remember the thing that we were improvising the scene. I was like, well, you got to have thumbs. You want to be able to turn light switches on? And you were like, you use your thumb? And I demonstrated that I went like.
You flicked it like you were giving a thumbs up.
It was like, the people, we were shooting at like. The EP's house. We were shooting at Jen's house, who had the fat cat. Yeah. And we were like in her loft shooting. And she's like, you see the moment where she's like, oh, this is not getting picked up. It was so like 100 degrees.
I'm not moving to a bigger loft because of this show. That's for sure.
Just so hot.
Yeah.
That cat was so filthy.
It was. It looked like someone left out a big ass Swiffer.
Oh.
It was.
Our idea was a Swiffer. It was based on that cat. That's why we're all millionaires. We came up with Swiffer. After we did that pilot. Yeah.
We did come up with Dorito Shell Tacos.
Yep. Which are now very popular.
Huge, yeah. Huge. We did not come up with fried chicken patty tacos, but we did wrap a fucking
burrito. Yeah, we did. And chicken skin. That's like a churro.
But we also had one that was only fried on one side so your burrito wouldn't drip. It was like
right. He made a burrito cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a fried chicken skin cup. An edible, a protein edible burrito cup.
It was on, it was like a burrito, like a submarine. Like an oven mitt. You know, like the idea, an oven mitt, you're right.
Yeah.
That's what we should fucking, that's a great idea, by the way. Fuck tortilla shells as like salad bowls. Just eat a burrito bowl that's inside a big thing of fried chicken skin and you could just eat it or toss it at the end. With like the last bit of guac that's on the
Who's
whole thing.
Tossing it. What are you or toss it.
I just went it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay $20 extra for a fried chicken bowl.
You're listening to Cooking Light and Eat Living Healthy with John Gabris.
Or you throw it to your dog.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did you say chicken or chicken skin?
Chicken skin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said fried chicken. I was like, what? Yeah, you'd never throw out the bowl.
Yeah. But if it's chicken skin, maybe people don't.
No, easily.
Yeah.
What if you just ate chicken out of like a raw chicken's butt? You know, like just the whole, like you stuffed salad stuff. That'd be good, right?
Oh, like a chicken?
You're saying, what if you ate, like, what if you cooked a Thanksgiving like a big bird, stuffed it full of vegetables,
and
then carried the chicken around and just, ate
it? Yeah, exactly. And be like, does anybody want this chicken? It's perfectly roasted. I just was in it for the.
I just filled it with potato salad.
Yeah. The soaking wet, fatty, steamy.
I use
potato
it as a
salad.
Cone they have French fries in New York. But it's a chicken.
A big ass, greasy chicken hot in your hand so you can eat fries.
Like a Chinatown Peking duck, like hanging in the window.
And then you just have one of those wooden forks that's just like two tines that you're just like eating out
and
of.
And you're
the
eating
holes.
Crab dip out of a chicken's asshole.
That's luxury.
He doesn't even eat the chickens. That's how successful he is. He loves crab dip.
Oh, now I really want crab dip.
Oh, yeah. We got to get crab dip. Yes. Let's get high and eat
what
crab dip
in the middle.
What are
your top fave favorite?
Top fave favorite. Top fave favorites.
Top flave flybrids.
Yeah.
Flybrids. Who are your top five favorite fly girls?
I I only travel on flybrid planes.
Flybrid.
Which are planes that are half gas, half sunlight.
They're half planes, half cars.
Yeah.
They're half Priuses.
Oh, he flies a flybrid. So cool.
Welcome to LA. Everyone gets a silver flybrid right upon arriving. Do you guys have hybrids?
I do not.
I do not.
Me neither, bro.
Hell yeah. Mahalo. But we carpooled. That's something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that's not something you do in L.A.
It was Noah's idea. He said carpool.
Mm-hmm. Noah, you just got rid of that car that you were like hiding for a long period of time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you should tell this story.
I had a...
This is the most... You're not a lazy stoner, but this is... I mean, you are a little bit, but yeah. This is the most lazy stoner-esque story there is.
I started a job 3 years ago, and 2 months into it, the 1990 Volvo I had bought when I moved to Los Angeles died in the parking garage.
Because you moved here in 91, right? In 2005, when
right?
So I had just written a draft of the Three Men and a Baby sequel, and I used that money to buy a brand new Mantel.
My idea was three men and two babies, and then they're like, "Keep it one and just make it older." And I was like, "Fine."
Wait, the baby from the first one? I thought we killed it. No, it's still around.
But then why is that ghost in that one scene?
That's so obvious.
We're cutting the ghost too, Noah. I'm really sorry.
I know what you're thinking to yourself right now. Hey, Gabrus, your neck sounds so smooth in this episode of the podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's because I'm using DollarShaveClub.com to shave my neck and cheeks and some other areas. But my cheeks and neck have never been smoother, and I chalk that up to Dollar Shave Club razors, but even more specifically, to Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter. It's clear, so I can make the lines the way I like to. It works wonders. I have no nicks, no razor burn, no bumps. And this is coming from a guy who has a beard his whole life. So, you know, I'm not one to shave easily. But with cleaning up my neck and face, I'm looking forward to an excuse to shave my whole face just so I could try this stuff. So do yourself a favor. Get on DollarShaveClub.com. You can use promo code MIGHTY and you get a $15 value for $5. I always forget what the actual deal is. You get a first month of the executive razor with a tube of the Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. So for $5, in this box you get the handle, 4 cartridges, and a tube of this Dr. Carver shave butter, which I absolutely love. There are no hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel anytime you like. You just got to go to DollarShaveClub.com/mighty. DollarShaveClub.com/mighty. Get your neck smooth like me.
I have a real big problem with the Geico commercial that's out right now.
Which one?
Like, a frame is coming, like, it's pushing everyone out of frame. Like, the Geico logo is coming in, and two people are getting crushed. Does this sound familiar at all to you?
No. You watch news all day. I haven't watched a commercial in, like,
it's not
years.
Worth explaining this commercial. I'm gonna
I think now
out.
It is.
Yeah. Paint us the picture. You're the ad man pitching us
okay.
Geico. We got a great new idea.
Before you were pimped into telling a story about your car, which is a actually good story.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
story.
But
now, let's put that aside so you can explain the Geico
Blue
commercial.
Skies, all right.
Okay, so...
I'm Mr. Geico.
Okay, so in a Geico commercial, you know...
Oh, for us. Oh, this is... I'm already into it.
You know, I'm sorry, did you guys say guy code?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, wrong meeting.
Geico is guy code.
Yeah. Hey, just remember, guys, don't get friend zoned. John Gaber is 33, married.
Make sure if you live in California, you get up to $100,000 of third party liability insurance. Geico. I mean, guy code.
So what's the pitch? What's the commercial? Don't start petting the dog to pretend like we're going to stop asking you.
This is so awful to have to say. So there's a blue, you know, at the end of every Geico commercial, there's a blue screen and it says Geico.
Yes. Yeah.
So they just have two people talking in this room. One of them's on a potter's wheel. And as they're talking about like Geico or whatever, I don't remember. The blue, like...
Probably Geico.
Yeah.
Probably Geico, you're right.
Okay, they're talking about another company's insurance being great. Actually, Progressive is really nice.
Have you guys met Jake from State Farm?
They have a whole new website. It's, like, super easy to use.
The blue screen is, like, coming into frame, but actually, like, pushing them as if it's a physical object.
Oh, like a room shrinking
or
whatever.
Yeah, so the room is shrinking as they keep talking and act like they don't notice what's happening. And then eventually the screen smushes, and then the screen gets pulled back a little, and now they're both on the potter's wheel,
Like it, riding it?
No, like doing that scene from Ghost. But then they start playing a sound-alike song for Take My Breath Away by Berlin, which is from Top Gun. But the thing is, you're doing a sound-alike. So if you're doing a sound-alike, why not do a sound-alike from the right 80s movie?
Wait,
right?
They did the wrong Righteous Brothers songs. Right? Because
Take My Breath Away isn't Righteous Brothers.
It's not?
It's by a band called Berlin. It broke up the band.
Sorry, but the Righteous Brothers song they is did You've Never lost, Close Your Eyes.
You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Yes, which is the other Top Gun song.
But they're using a sound-alike, but not from the wrong 80s movie, which just makes no sense. Like, you...
It'd be one thing if they had a lot of 80s movies montage, like if it was like a bunch of different elements, but it's not.
What is the Pottery song again? Because that's...
I don't remember what the Pottery song is, but they could have just done any song from Ghost and it would have made
right,
more
but what... Because what
there
is
a famous song.
It's the famous... I think it might be Take My Breath.
It's, wait, there's no...
Oh my God, I hope you're...
No looking it up. Okay, we have no to be wrong.
Wait, I don't...
But he told me about this, I think... I feel now that you're saying it, you mentioned this a week ago. You've been angry for a week.
Oh, longer than a week.
Take my breath away. What is the? They're singing a famous song.
No.
Wait, were you just?
I don't want to wait for a last.
Wait. I had it, and he sang the other one, and it screwed
me up.
Wait,
keep doing that exact sound. I don't want to fall in love by Chris Nuckins.
No, it's like. Chris.
No, that's Take My Breath Away.
That's what I was trying to remember. That was the same song. But I feel like that might be the Ghost song.
It might be the Ghost song.
Wait, why can't we look it up? Are
we can look it up.
All right. I'm going to play it.
Why can't we look it up? Oh, all right, sorry, man.
You seem really adamant about it. I just
Oh, you know what? It was I Ain't Afraid of No Ghosts by Ray Parker Jr. I looked up Ghost Movie Song and... It's Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers,
okay,
I think.
So that's even more distant that there's a Righteous Brothers song in both movies, but they're not doing either of those songs, but they're not even doing the Righteous Brothers
it's
song.
It's like Cockney
from...
rhyming slang. It's like, oh, you know, it's a nod to the other Righteous Brothers.
Anyway, it's infuriating. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it. I left my car in a parking garage.
Oh, yeah, we should finish that story. It's okay.
So, two months into a job.
I had bought a car, like, kind of as a bit. Like, I also needed a cheap car at the time, but I also thought it was funny, and I put Bluetooth in it, so I had a 1990 Volvo with Bluetooth. But it died in the, like, second ground floor of a parking garage.
There's nothing like commuting cross town during rush hour in a joke.
Yeah.
In a bit car.
It stopped being funny very fast. The air conditioning didn't quite work, nor did the car.
Yeah.
So the car just died. And that weekend, I was like, well,
in
I need
a parking
a car.
Garage, in like parking two floors garage. Down.
So that weekend, I just like went and like leased a Passat and then never moved that car for
a job. You all... continued to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I worked at the same place for 2.5 years and did not move it until a couple of months ago.
But there's also down periods on this job where there's like of months where you're not there.
Yeah. We'd be on hiatus for 3 months and all my car would just exist in this parking garage. And people would throw trash on it.
Yeah.
And then when I finally moved it, there was like a transportation guy who was just like so excited. He's like, I'm glad I'm here to see it.
Like the dream thing to have to pull out a dead car from two stories deep.
Yeah.
In your parking. And a pretty narrow parking garage, that one.
Well, that was part of the reason why I kept it there for so long is the couple of times I would like make a phone call to a tow truck company, they'd be like, oh, we can't get it from a parking garage because the flatbed trucks have too high of a clearance.
Was it like a strongman, like an ESPN strongman that dragged it out, two ropes
two
over
two guys
his
named Magnus came down?
Here's the thing. I kept trying to donate
each morning I have 5 chickens filled with vegetables that I just eat the vegetables. That's
I'm a
my
vegetarian.
Diet. Yeah.
I throw out 5 full chickens a day.
I actually kept trying to donate it to places like Planned Parenthood, and they were like, okay, we'll hook you up with our vendor who takes care of our car donations, and then inevitably they would be like, we can't get it from a parking garage. And it's like, I just want to give you this car.
Yeah.
And then I put it on Craigslist. Finally, a 16-year-old and his mom bought it for their dad to fix up. A transportation guy.
What a gift! Yeah, you get
you.
For your like
it
your,
has Bluetooth. Your, it's incredible.
Your kid's like, "Happy birthday, Dad! Yeah. Here's a car for you to fix."
Well, It was the kid's birthday, not the dad's birthday.
Okay.
Well, the dad's a big Simpsons fan, and he wanted a car that lots of Simpsons writers had driven by before.
That looks like Marge's car, right. But also is...
Anyway, they jump-started the car, it started, and we drove it out of the parking garage.
It worked?
It blew my mind, too. Like, two tires were flat, so... We had to do it super slow.
Wait, did you never try to get it jump started when it died? Did you never think it maybe was a battery thing?
No, because it had died before, and then I would wait like 4 hours, and it would turn back on. And like I had called someone, and they were like, "I don't know, that's the alternator." I was like, "Yeah, fuck it, it's the alternator." So I assumed it wasn't a battery problem, so I never worried about.
But the alternator is probably only a couple $100.
I don't know what any. Part
I'm just of sorry, but you would have had so much fun with. That 91.
But also, I was so sick of that car, yeah. And I was, like, relieved. When it didn't start, I was like, dope. And
now you have a 2002 Volkswagen station wagon.
I have a 1984 Nissan Altima. It's that old maroon color that they won't make anymore, and an electric seatbelt.
Yeah. I have a Griswold
electric seatbelts. Remember those fucking... What was the fucking Jim Carrey movie that featured a electric seatbelt
gag?
Oh,
God.
Oh, the seatbelt, the movie where he puts on a seatbelt and becomes a different person?
Yeah.
Seatbelt, the movie.
My seatbelt, me and Irene.
That is a weird movie where somebody God gives him a seatbelt, and he's like, every time he puts a seatbelt on, he can live vicariously through the person who previously.
And he comes in the scene, he's like, "Bucklin." That's in the voice of Smokin'. Yes, you did.
I was trying to do that with. You really got it. You did.
Somebody save me! And he's pointing to the seatbelt.
And he goes,
"What?"
He gets in the car and says, "Like a car." I don't know why he says.
Like a car.
Oh my god.
I have to use your bathroom.
Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll cover for you. I'm not stopping.
Should we read bad reviews?
Yeah, let's read bad reviews at this moment. That's a good call. So as always, if you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read them on this podcast. So here you go. This is from Danny Cooper. It says the title is, "Did you know John was from Long Island?" Question mark. Hi. Yeah, that's pretty solid right there. High and Mighty is a podcast where Jim Gabers likes to have a conversation with himself while someone else listens. Okay, I like that. That's fair.
That's good. Danny Cooper.
A lot of people call me out for my lack of sharing focus.
I think you're doing a great job.
I think so. I think because I'm stoned and I keep forgetting what I want to talk about. If Fozzie Bear, this is from Sean Savage, and the title is "A Disgrace to Podcasting."
Oof.
If Fozzie Bear pulled a Cosby on Miss Piggy, Juan Graybush would be the unholy result.
Wow,
that hurts.
Wait, so that's adult Fozzie Bear, but like Miss Piggy from the Muppet Babies show?
Ooh.
Or no, oh, just the raping part, not the kids part. Why am I thinking Cosby was a kid fucker? I guess because he had kids in that show. Yeah, because Cosby in that show.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Max Silvestri. The
Hannibal Buress doesn't want to talk about it, but he fucks kids. Everyone knows he had sex.
Hannibal Buress fucks kids.
Yeah.
Please don't actually tell anyone I said that. This is from Lively Up Yourself. What a great podcast smile. And the John Gabris wears Invisalign.
He does. There's a lot of barbecue chicken stuck in it. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I eat a bunch of wings and then jam them on over it. So the chicken can really rest in my fucking gums.
Yeah. Wait, that's a high idea. Also, Invisalign made out of chicken skin.
Also, did we just reveal that Noah had to take a shit in the middle of High and Mighty by not stop? Maybe not.
Noah has no pants on. Their poop is half out of his butt. Oh my god.
My trash can is on its side. Cum tissue spilled
everywhere. But he got a lot of work done.
Okay.
I was looking at... Sorry.
No, go ahead. But talk on mic.
I could hear you in the bathroom, and I was trying to figure out what something on your counter was when you said Invisalign. I was like, oh, it's an Invisalign. So that was helpful. Also, that pee was so long that I became afraid that I was having a dream and wetting my bed.
Wait, I'm sorry. If you pee really long, your fear was that.
Well, it starts to be like, this isn't normal. This is not a real reality.
That's amazing. I'm going to go to the bathroom now.
This is great. Do you want to read more reviews?
Yes, I guess we'll read more reviews.
Do you want to read reviews of a different podcast and see how they stack up?
This is, yeah. Should I read reviews of a different podcast?
Yeah. Look up,
what's a podcast?
Let's see. I want to see some negative reviews, for stuff you should know.
Okay. Let's see if there's any.
I want to see if there's anyone furious at that show.
All right, good call. This it has 624 one-star reviews.
Yeah, let's
but
do
to
it.
Be fair, it has.
Oh yeah, it's a very good podcast.
It has 10,000 five-star.
Yeah, it's great.
Reviews. Most critical. Okay. They're so long.
Yeah, the kind of person who hates this podcast.
Nate the Great
is gonna...
7 says, I love this show, but what CLDF possessed them to make it so long all of a sudden? I love this show when it was 5-minute segments. Informational but fun, short and refreshing. Now they're like 20 minutes long.
Oh, that guy must be bummed out now because now they're like 45 minutes.
There's no way that one of the negative reviews of Stuff You Should Know is it used to be, it got too long. It used to be 5 minutes. Now it's 20. I say at hour, at minute 48 of a podcast that has given literally no information. Yeah.
There's nothing
also,
you should
are
know
entirely in control of how long you listen to a podcast.
Yeah. It's one of our last freedoms in America is that you don't have to listen to any podcast except S-Town.
Yeah, well, you can because you're a white male.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Minorities can't shut podcasts off. It's just the infrastructure is not there.
The burden also, I of being a white podcast listener is you forget that you are.
I want to compliment your toilet paper dispenser in your bathroom. It has like a little shelf above it with a succulent on it. And that's such like a nice way to make like toilet paper a design part of your bathroom.
Yeah.
Why were you using the toilet paper?
I'd like to dab.
Are you a dabber?
I'm a dabber.
Yeah.
I do it with
my I put my penis in the crook of my forearm. Like
I wrap the toilet paper around the tip, not over the very tip. So it's sort of like in an old movie when someone has a head injury, you know, like
oh,
big
I do
bandages.
It like when a woman gets out of a shower in a movie and wraps her head in a towel.
So this kind of like kind of wisps up
Flip
into a knot.
With a tiny towel.
I'm trying to get beach tip.
I did not.
That's a reference to beach hair.
I didn't intend to like divulge that. That was an accidental. I dab.
If you go to the bathroom in the middle of a podcast and then bring up the toilet paper, I think you're on the road to revealing that information.
Listen, I know that now. It was the runway leading up to it. I was just unaware that
you're playing checkers. You
got
to be playing four-dimensional chess. You know?
I got bad news. I clearly don't edit anything out. You can tell by the fact that both of you went to the bathroom and I didn't stop recording. I have to pee so bad. I'm going to power through.
We can just leave reviews.
Do you have to pee?
All right, I'm going to leave to pee. You guys review how this podcast is going so far.
Okay, right. I feel like John came out with a lot more energy up top than I was ready for.
That introduction was a sight to see.
It was amazing.
It includes choreography.
It does. I mean, like physically, John went into a space that we had just been having a very relaxed chat right before that kicked off. And then suddenly he was unleashed.
Yeah, it was like seeing Regis become Regis.
Yes, where you're like, what does he do? And he didn't have to do any exercises. He didn't have to get up and stretch or do any vocal
stuff.
No,
he went right into it.
Wow! You know, I saw a really bad play in L.A. recently, like in a tiny black box theater. And on the program for the main actor, who was very bad, it said that he was a nominee for the 2016 award Most Unleashed Performance at
Whoa.
The North Hollywood Fringe Festival. And it wasn't a joke. And I was like, okay, one, Most Unleashed Performance being a category. Two, he didn't even win. Like, this is like, it's a crazy year for unleashed performances at the North Hollywood Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I
truly
myself...
specific award. But you...
for those playing at home.
This is the biggest dad joke.
John Cameron's podcast, so it's just a sight gag.
Literally just for you guys.
John came back.
I'm taking a photo.
John came back in from the bathroom with toilet paper tucked into his fly, and also he's taking a hit off of a blunt that he almost dropped on the toilet paper, thereby catching it on fire.
So tickled.
Legitimate. kindling in my fucking zipper. Oh, fuck.
20 years from now. Yeah, he's now dabbing.
Dabbing his cock. So you dab your forehead when you pee?
Oh, yeah,
I'm coming not dry.
Oh, I dab too, but my forehead, because peeing is...
I piss like a southern lawyer.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, Your Honor, and I dab touch my forehead.
Yeah, I was about to say, I piss like a witness who just got questioned about something sexy, and it's just like, oh boy.
Wait, I like that it's a witness, that, not just being questioned about something. It could either be a person...
They're uncomfortable talking. They're just, you know, like, so, you know, how, explain how you had sex.
Do you think Arthur got high?
He chilling. Arthur chilling.
Do you guys have any ideas?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, I could have told you this earlier in the podcast. If you don't have a story, you don't have to start telling.
Wait, that's not true, because just earlier.
Yeah.
No, so what's your idea? It's like a Geico commercial?
It's a Geico commercial where they use the right fucking songs.
Yeah. My idea is, what if everyone just went with the best insurance company, which is Geico? I don't know. That'd be like, it'd be crazy, but it's like, why don't people do that? It's the best thing.
My idea is a MTV2 talking head show.
Love it.
Featuring guys in their mid-30s talking about geckos. Geckoed.
Geckoed.
I really like it.
It's also a prank show where celebrities come in while we're doing that show. We think we're doing Geico'd about insurance, but they're geckoing us, which is when they interrupt our recording in a gecko costume. We're like, you've been geckoed, and then all our heads explode.
Man, you gotta have your feet stick to glass. Just kidding. That's not what this is. You've been geckoed.
You gotta have your feet stick in the glass.
That's what I imagine Guy Code would be if it were about geckos.
That you're so close. It would be like that, but it'd be like, I ain't putting my feet on no motherfucking glass. Be like Donnell Rawlings with something vaguely like.
Why are your feet so sticky in the first place? Where are you putting your feet in?
One of the few jokes I remember from Guy Code that wasn't mine was fucking Donnell Rawlings in the first season was like, talking about stuff men could have in the shower, and he's like, the only loofah in your house should be Loofah Vandross. It's like, no, almost no one else can do that joke.
The best joke I've ever heard in my life.
I remember it from like 10 years ago.
Loofah Vandross. My God.
The only loofah should be in a man's house? Loofah Vandross.
Wow.
So what was your idea, Noah?
Salsa jars that are really wide so you don't get salsa on your knuckles.
That's crazy that you would say that, because mine is... Whoa.
Mine is...
Let's talk more about... Well, it's related. My idea that I've wanted for a long time is a wine fridge, but for condiments. So that salsa, hummus, dips were not ice cold. Mm-hmm. They were like more like... above room temp, cool, safe, you know, so it's not like when you're taking a thing right out of the thing, usually right, it's like, oh my, like it hurts my teeth, it's so cold. It's like ice cold tomatoes, so a condiment fridge. Just a different way to make salsa better.
But salsa, I think that you're onto something. Like dip in general could be, like the hummus places at farmers markets give you like that classic deli, like quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you want.
That's like, what you want. That's
like Sabra hummus has the right salsa jar, and that is what they sell like fresh salsa in at the grocery store, but the glass jars should just be
I think it must be hard to make giant lids. The thing about the jars is that
they all need lids.
The lid needs to be as wide, so wide jars would take like a big piece of metal, you know?
I also want to talk about how
Noah's unwilling to deal with the logistics of what I just proposed. No, he waved his hand away.
He literally was like, okay, he was like, come on, I do not care that strongly.
I'm the sort of high where I've been watching your lips move and didn't listen to a word. It was just waiting until they stopped moving so I could say my idea.
Yeah. I can't, if I listen to you, I'm not going to remember what I'm going to say.
You say your idea.
So it was a station wagon.
This isn't an idea so much as a thing I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Glass should be more expensive.
Yeah, I was
like, if you...
That's what you had to keep locked in your head.
We're pitching ideas as a CNBC show Fox Business where we go on and we're like, so here's some business stuff we think. Glass should be more expensive.
Like a Pellegrino bottle. If that was just on the shelf at a store with a price tag and you lifted it up, you'd be like, oh, $35. Yeah, that's how much it costs for this like glass thing. But because there's like water in it, the glass is free.
Yeah, $2. Well, there's a deposit, but yeah. You're right.
And so, like,
they do make you pay for the glass.
Sure, but it's...
Yeah, no, you're right. Five or 10 cents.
But like
same.
An empty bottle,
like a vase.
Someone could trick you into buying an empty bottle for like $15.
Oh, for
but
sure.
If a bottle has water in it, you're like, that's a $1.25.
Yeah, yeah, there's like some really now fancy like flask type waters and stuff.
Yeah.
That like you could like sell as like a Dungeons & Dragons like potion prop.
Yeah.
For like $80.
Totally.
You could buy it with water in it for $6.
It's a super soldier serum or whatever for my home game.
What? My home game. I host a home Avengers game.
You know, where you all just pretend to be superheroes, become superheroes in your home.
That is what you did as a kid, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, today we're going to just do ninjas. And you're like, all right, we're ninjas. And we just run around the backyard fucking. But then I learned improv.
Yeah. Did you guys ever do pirates? I always thought pirates were stupid.
I was never into pirates.
No, I
was like, yeah, action movie, superhero, ninja,
guns,
and wrestlers.
Yeah,
and
guns and ninjas.
I always wanted to pretend I was a dog.
I liked lightsabers. I went through a big sword, sticks. Yeah. Swords. Sticks and swords. Sticks and swords may break my lightsaber, but you'll always
break
friends.
I went through a big lightsaber phase. Swords and stones, sticks.
You know, all kinds of lightsabers. Sticks.
Swords, stones.
I was into breaking bones.
No blades, no bows. Leave your weapons here. Yeah. No blades, no bows. Leave your weapons here. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Quoting Prince of Thieves.
I like it.
Wait, what were you talking about? The logistics of the jar lid I'm now interested in.
Oh, okay. To go back to this thing.
Now that I conveyed that I think glass should be more expensive.
It's, if you were to make a wide glass jar,
yeah,
the metal lid on top would have to be equally wide.
Oh, sure.
But that probably is difficult to make. It's harder to make.
Why?
Because it's more metal. It's a bigger piece of metal.
Yeah.
And metal.
That does check out.
No, I don't know. It seems more fragile. But that's, I don't know that that's true.
I think the metal is the least fragile part of a
you're right.
jar.
Yeah, I think to get a wide bottom glass.
All right, Gamer Sense, what do you think is the most fragile part of the jar? Vote 3 stars if you think it's metal.
Right,
4 stars if you think it's
glass. All right, shithead. So here's the deal. Yeah, tweet at us. Hashtag glass.
I got a poll pinned up on my Twitter right now. 24 hours.
We're live streaming on Twitch.
Yeah.
You're calling in telling us, what do you think it is? Metal or glass?
You're listening to another premium episode sponsored by Vlasic. Vlasic.
And as always, Noah's on the ones and twos. DJ.
Also, and then a word from our sponsors. You know how you gotta go buy pickles in the store? Pickler is this awesome way where you get 5 jars of pickles every month. You can suspend it anytime. I don't even go shopping to the store for pickles anymore.
Pickle better cumber.
Pickle better cumber.
Pickle better cumberbatch. Pickle better cumberbatch.
You see this Dr. Strange with his pickle dick cumberbatch? That's me being an angry movie reviewer of things that came out 6 months ago.
I just took a Delta flight, so I was able to catch Dr. Strange.
One thing I don't like about the movie, it's so small, you can barely see it. It smells like farts, this movie.
The movie gave me the farts. Smelled like farts.
I flew to New Zealand on Tuesday night. When you leave on a Tuesday night, you arrive on Thursday morning, so you have no Wednesday. So literally, I spent one entire Wednesday lying in the sky farting.
Like, unbelievable.
I farted so much. There was so
it's
much.
It's like you're in a coma and you're awake. You're just like, oh, okay. Fuck, let me out. I'm trapped.
I could not stop farting. There was so much turbulence. It was like shaking me up. And I was just like, boop, boop. And I was like, had noise canceling headphones on. And I'm like, I'm just praying no one can hear these.
That's unbelievable. I feel like the flight attendant has to go whisper the pilot. He's got like a lever. They have to turn up the fans or whatever. They're just like, we all have to land this plane.
Idea. Fart canceling butt phones.
fart-canceling butt phones. I imagine they're like Bose headphones, but one goes over your butthole, and you can put the other ear over the front.
Yeah, well, it's a dab. After you pee, you don't want to fart, and you got to catch the liquid.
It's the in-ear ones. It's like the buds. You put it in your urethra and in your
anus. Oh, he's got butt buds. Oh, he's got butt buds.
The fucking wireless ones.
Just like, a little one-inch one-inch
like,
white
toilet paper sticking out your ass. You're like, no, it's a butt pod.
Do you have a super small one-inch erection right now? Because it's just sticking straight out from your pants.
No, my butt pod is wedged into my urethra.
Yeah, yeah. I just paired it with my asshole.
I'm trying to think of the blank by Dre, but for this thing, and it's hard to come up with. But it wouldn't be dabs by Dre, because it's not really about... It's more about the fart.
Oh, yeah.
SBDs by Dre.
Yeah, fresh by Dre.
It's too...
I'm with you. We're not there. Yeah, we'll come back on another episode and talk about...
Well, this is already a three-part episode.
Yeah. Arthur is so stoned.
But when we do invent this, we should have one for each of our children's butt.
Yeah! It makes sense, guys.
Is this a Harold?
Next time you're hanging out with you, I believe... Bro, life's a Harold. Welcome to the second beach.
Oh, man.
That's what I always say on the day one of my level 101. I walk up and down my students and I go, today is just the opening. And hopefully you'll never reach third beats. I start crying. Like, oh, man. What's happening?
What, third beach? Man, wow. Nice way to close the loop on that, Noah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we still have an hour and 40 minutes. Oh, no.
We all go to lunch but leave this recording and just see how long people listen. Do you have a way to tell that? Most fans listen to just the empty room. Arthur snored a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It has over 1,000 plays in Gitmo.
I can't fall asleep without Arthur farting.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on and talking. Here's my idea.
Great.
A little pin you can wear. I mean, they exist in like major cities already, but a little pin you could wear that just signifies like, chill out. I'm just super big. for other people to see, like kind of like what, like my vet has a thing that's like, put a yellow tag on your dog's leash if the dog shouldn't play with other dogs.
Oh, like so people know.
So other people go like, oh, I'll just pull my dog away without having to have that interaction.
Wow.
And then it's like, oh,
I didn't know about that system. I would definitely be like, why is there a yellow tag in your dog? My dog really wants to know.
Dog by his face.
Why do you have a yellow tag?
I put my meat-covered hand in your dog's mouth real quick.
I wish it was just very socially acceptable. So I've thought this for years and talked about it many times, that you should just be able to say, I'm stoned and weird right now and I can't talk to you.
I think a pin is... I think
a pin is better.
We just have to... Would a pin be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I wonder. Like, it should be like a leaf that, like, you can light it up. Like, you know, like when it's like a pin.
Like the lift mustaches now.
Yeah.
Like a churrascura. Like, you know, it's like red means I'm sober. Right. Green means.
I just don't have to turn my jacket
Did you call it a churrascura?
Yeah. Is that the kind of
churrascuria?
Churrascuria.
No, that's a different.
You call it a churrascura?
Or the type of painting that's
like. I was trying to say the meat place.
Yes.
But I was saying the churrascura lighting.
Wait, what is I don't.
It's like an art style and lighting style. It's like a
bright brights, dark darks.
Yes.
And they have them in churrascuria? No.
Based on tall meat.
You turn the light on when you want more meat at the churrascuria.
I don't got churrascurias.
I don't like churrascurias.
Hold on to that for the Hidea CISO show. Are you listening, CISO?
CISO!
Guys, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, thank you for having us, Gabrus. I love your pin idea. I think it's the most doable one of all three.
If you see something, say something.
That's Noah's parting words.
If you see something
say something.
Why do you have to say the second part different?
If you see something... You
say something.
Say something.
I'm not doing the voice you think I am. That's rude.
If you see something, you must go 90 to the police.
You see something or hear a crackle, go 90.
I see something.
you just made it weirdly Hispanic somehow.
I see something here.
I made it like Mr. Also, I was like, you don't have to, I guess, worry about offending
deaf people
on a podcast.
We do get
you're reading the transcription.
I do transcribe. Imagine reading a transcription of this podcast, this specific of this podcast ever.
Yeah.
But this episode in particular.
Oh man.
We covered a lot of ground.
We figured a lot of shit out
today. Have you ever like sent a transcription of one through like one of those like cheap like rev.com where it's like $1 a minute?
No.
Feels crazy to hear your own like voice when it's really rambly written out by someone that does like comma, and just see like the 90,000 words of like, you look like Donald Trump in those things where you're just like, oh yeah, I never finish a sentence. I change a point 45 times.
I realized that like when they printed up something he said one time to point out like how insane he sounded, yeah. I was like, oh, this is what I sound like.
So except
I also laugh at myself in the middle like 5 times a sentence.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking nightmare. Yeah, that's what I sound like on. And then no wonder I never book anything.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
You're lying. No,
I blink a lot. Too much. This was so fun, Gabriel.
This was so fun. Let's go get lunch now. That's going to be the real fun part. Do you guys have anything you want to plug? No one. Where are you guys on Twitter so people can tweet at us there?
At Noah Garfinkel. Okay. Spelled EL at the end.
EL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at Max Silvestri, Silvestri.
Two very ethnic names for two very different ethnicities.
But you know, Jews and Italians, they always got along. This is part of Goodfellas or Casino.
Our grandfathers all were racist against the CIA.
Yeah.
Jews and Italians, that's like Long Island. So, you know, I'm in there. I'm in that Venn diagram. I get it.
No,
and it's... Deli,
you're half Italian.
Deli culture is what brings what brings Jews and Italians together.
Do you guys want to get deli?
Let's get some deli.
Let's do it. Yay.
All right. Tweet at us your ideas. Buy shirts at gabrus.com/shirts. And as always, rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, and I may read it on.
3 stars for metal lid. Four stars for glass jar, which is the most fragile.
Tweet at Noah the price of glass. What you think. Everyone tweet at Noah Garfinkel, at Noah Garfinkel, EL, what you believe the price of glass should be.
Hashtag fair gas. Fair glass price. Try to get a
credit. Fair glass price.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.